Now, some news from the world of sports, and the state championship for Division I girls high school hockey is set following a 4-1 win by BFA St. Albans over Rutland last night. McKenna Remillard and Peyton Dukas tallied late in the game, just about 60 seconds separating those two goals to lead the Comets to the victory, the third straight time they've made it now to the final for the title game. The second-seeded Comets will face top-seeded Essex Monday at Gutterson Fieldhouse to determine the D1 High School Girls Hockey Championship. The Division II semifinal between number 4 Woodstock and top-seeded Stowe takes place later this afternoon in a game that was postponed due to the recent stormy weather. In other high school playoff action, Division III girls basketball, Thetford upset top-seeded Hazen 51-40 to reach the state finals, setting up a rematch of last year's D3 title game when they tip off against Windsor on Saturday. Emmy Vaughn scored 13 points to lead Thetford to the win, making it 5 straight years now they've made it to the championship game. And Windsor reached the final by getting by People's Academy 50-45. In Division I boys basketball, the number 8-seeded South Burlington Wolves will tip off against number 4 Spalding, with a host of other boys and high school girls hoops games also slated for later this afternoon. At the NCAA Ski Championships in Colorado, the first place that was held by the University of Vermont after one day of competition has been erased following day 2's events, with Colorado taking over the lead in points, followed by the University of Denver, Utah in third place, Dartmouth in fourth, and UVM drops down to fifth place. UNH currently sits in 11th, with St. Michael's in 12th place. Now, Dartmouth did celebrate one of its skiers reaching the top of the podium yesterday when Catherine Ogden took first place in the women's 5K classical race. The slalom runs are up next for the men and women's divisions later this afternoon. The Castleton University women's alpine ski team recorded a runner-up finish in the slalom at the U.S. Collegiate Ski and Snowboard Association National Championships on Thursday, and this marks Castleton's best national result in school history. Placed 3 racers in the top 10, only Rocky Mountain College finished ahead of Castleton in that competition. To the pro game on the ice in the NHL, and despite a recent spate of injuries and a suspension that has Patrice Bergeron, Charlie McAvoy and David Backes all out of the lineup respectively, the Boston Bruins find themselves a perfect 5-0 on their current 6-game homestand, the longest stretch of home games for Boston this season, and that follows their last-minute 3-2 win over the Philadelphia Flyers last night. The win was last minute because Brad Marchand scored with just 22 seconds left in regulation. That broke a 2-2 tie when he helped nudge a rebound in the crease just across the goal line on a puck that was thrown toward the net by defenseman Zdeno Chara. It was swiped out by David Pastrnak and then finally sent to its game-winning destination by Marchand. Riley Nash also scored for the Bruins first on a similar play, what they like to call an ugly goal in hockey, because it doesn't matter what it looks like as long as it goes in the net. And as with the game winner, it was Pastrnak's hard work down low that led the puck just getting nudged over the line by Nash. The Bees did score one pretty goal in this one, though, when Chara threaded a pass through center ice to Brian Gionta just before the end of the first period, sending the former Boston College Eagle, longtime Montreal Canadiens standout and recent U.S. Olympian, off to the races for a breakaway. The 39-year-old Gionta went to his backhand at the last moment, roofing the shot over Flyer goalie Alex Lyon to put Boston up 2-1. The Flyers fought back to tie it with a shorthanded goal by Jory Laterra, but ultimately they suffered their 5th loss in a row as they try to lock down a playoff spot in the last month of the regular season. Right now they are 3rd place in the Metropolitan, which would be good for the playoffs if they started tomorrow. The Bruins, meanwhile, will just try to keep winning while letting Bergeron and McAvoy heal and with any luck be playoff ready. Next up for Boston is the final game of the homestand on Saturday against the Chicago Blackhawks. It's the first of an old-school back-to-back home-and-home series that will have the two original 6 franchises facing off again Sunday in the Windy City. Elsewhere, the Montreal Canadiens and New York Rangers are just waiting for their lost seasons to come to an end. The Habs got shut out 5-0 by the Florida Panthers last night. Defenseman Keith Yandle recorded 3 points on the night for Florida. The Rangers fell to the Tampa Bay Lightning 5-3, scoring 2 quick early goals that chased Rangers goalie Henrik Lundqvist from that game. In the NBA, the Boston Celtics welcomed back Kyrie Irving. He was a no-show after one game to let his knee rest. And it must have worked. He poured in 23 points to go with 8 assists. Boston beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 117-109. And if you're pining for the sunny days of summer, you've still got a ways to go. But baseball's spring training games are underway. And in a nice sign, perhaps, of things to come for Red Sox and Mets fans, J.D. Martinez Boston's big free agent signing, got his first hit in a Red Sox uniform yesterday, an RBI single that drove in Mookie Betts. And Mets fire bowler Noah Syndergaard looked very good yesterday, striking out 7 in just 3 innings of work against the Washington Nationals.